Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Save a Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, living in the light and the authority of Jesus Christ as we apply the Word of God in everyday situations. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are being changed as we take that Word and we live that Word out every single day. And as we do, we are the light that someone else is able to see, someone else is able to be encouraged by, someone else grabs hope, gains hope because of what we have in Christ Jesus, which is eternal life, eternal power, eternal authority, and eternal promises. God always chooses unlikely people. As we've been studying throughout the Bible, He chooses people that we ourselves would not choose for His purpose and His plan, and He does it because He's an all-wise God. He knows how to get the glory out of us. When God chooses a person, a family, a tribe, or a nation, and He calls him for His purpose, there is nothing that can refute or stop the Word of God. It will be accomplished. It will be seen. It will be evident in their life. And every nation, every race, every creed will be blessed by God's choosing, by God's authority, by God's life. We have been chosen for such a time as this. And it is amazing because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine with our lives. And as we apply that Word and live it, we see the demonstration of its power. We've been studying this week the purpose, and we've been talking about purpose, and we've been talking about the process of purpose in the form of Jesus Christ, the Christian, and now God. As we understand purpose, itself has never been meant to destroy us. God has given us a purpose, and it's never been meant to destroy us. God never wanted purpose to destroy us, but purpose is always going to challenge you. It's going to make you. It's going to shape you. It's going to grow you and mature you. Purpose, godly, true godly purpose that is dealing with ministry or dealing with evangelism or anything that is going to touch lives, it's always going to be challenged by the enemy, challenged by people who don't understand it, and even challenged by situations. But you have to hold on to what God has called and purposed you for and walk it through by faith, knowing that the will of God is going to be done. When we look at the purpose of Jesus, we understand that He had a mandate from God. His mandate was to come and to give life more abundantly. He was to give life to us. We understand that because His purpose was commissioned by God. It was already written and assigned before the foundations of the earth because in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified. And we see that He had approval, He had authority, He had the endorsement of heaven, He had a decree, a command, an order and of God that gave Him the authority to do that. Jesus Christ came that we might have life more abundantly. He came to be the witness, the true witness, for the purpose of God. He came also to bring us the good news, the gospel, and deliverance. So everything that He did shows and demonstrates the power of God's divine will. We spoke yesterday about the Christian purpose, and it was talking about our assignment and our goal to go to heaven, to be in heaven, to do the things of God, and to cover the best gift. It also talked about remaining true to the Lord, how we're supposed to remain true to His will, to His authority, His assignment, His word, and to seek those things which are above, that we are to always pursue heavenly things. Today we're going to talk about the purpose of God concerning us, and that's our purity and our salvation. So we're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians 3:13 and Ephesians 3:11 and 2 Timothy 1:9. So we're going to be looking at those scriptures briefly in the time that we have in this empowerment to be encouraged in the thing that God is telling you. His purpose is going to be done in our lives. It's going to be done. It's going to be done across the world, across the globe. And when we understand that and we line up to that, we see the demonstration of God's power in our life in a greater dimension. God's purity, He's going to purify us through His word, through His spirit, through His life. And that purification, every time we read the word of God, every time we're in His presence, every time we believe the word, we are being purified in ourselves, in our lives, in our spirits, by the word, by the spirit and power of God. The word lets us know in 1 Thessalonians 3:13, it says, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with all his saints. And what God is basically saying that he is doing something in us to establish us blameless before Jesus Christ, because we want to be blameless in him. We don't want anything in our lives to keep us from having the holiness that he requires, because the Bible tells us to be holy because he is holy. But he's given us the power and the authority through his word, through his life and his spirit, to be purified. Christ has told his disciples, and we see this many times as we read and study, that those who identify with him, those who identify as his disciples, are those who walk in love and have love for one another. And Paul prays here in this 2 Thessalonian church, he prays that they would love one another more and more and more. And he explains and expresses this desire that their love must be from their heart, and that this love must be blameless and it must be holy, because this love of purity is what makes us identify with Jesus Christ. If we don't love like he does, his love is purifying. His love is so purifying that it purifies us. So when we love the way that he loves, and we show that love and demonstrate that love, we are able within ourselves to now be as he is and to show it in him, and it gives hope to everyone else, because to love covers a multitude of sin. To love like God says to love, it purifies people, it unifies people, it basically casts out the enemy, and it makes darkness flee. So we have to get in a place where we are allowing the love of God to purify us, but to purify those around us in every situation as well. And I know we can do it because he's given us the power to do it. We just have to make up in our mind that we're going to do it, because it's easier not to love. It's harder to walk in love and to show that love to people and to demonstrate that love in the way that God has called us and commissioned us to. Now we're going to look at the salvation part. The purpose of God was to bring purity to us, and we know that through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the word of God, through the love of God, we have purity. We are being purified as we walk in the word, and that word begins to purify us. So we're going to look at salvation in Ephesians 3:11. And when we see these things, these are things that we are going to continually pray for and ask God to do in our lives, to continue to let us grow in these things, because we're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. The more that we move in the direction of God, the more that we allow him to change us on every level, and we are being sanctified, purified through the word of God, through our obedience, we're going to see more and more of the power, the authority, and the love and the life of God moving us, and our salvation is going to be something that is so great. It's going to be so much of a light that it will not be hid, and people will know even before we open up our mouth that we are different, that we are demonstrating something that they have not seen and do not know. So Ephesians 3:11 says this. It says here, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Jesus Christ our Lord. There is an eternal purpose that was accomplished through salvation, through Jesus Christ, and the purpose, and because we're talking about purpose here, the purpose of God was to bring eternal life to us. He did that through Jesus Christ. And when we understand that that purpose was accomplished through Jesus Christ, and we are now benefactors of that salvation, because we received him, we are now walking in the fulfillment of something that other people will not and cannot receive, because they will not receive him. We are now partakers of something that they cannot understand. But it was the purpose of God that we might have salvation. So he allowed it to come through Jesus Christ. When we look at 2 Timothy 1:9, it says God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. So our calling is holy, and it goes right back to that purification. That calling is a calling of love. It's a calling of purpose, but it's purified. It is a holy calling. It is something that God himself, it says, I'm going to do and give to you, and he's given it to us, that this calling that we might have, that we can walk in it, and it has nothing to do with works that we've done. It's all about what he has already accomplished through the grace of God. And the purpose of this was this grace, all of this was given to us in Jesus Christ before time began. So before time began, God had you and I on his mind. He had a purpose and a plan for us before time began. So that lets us know if God, before time began, had us in his mind, had us in his plan, had a purpose for us, was making preparation for us, and did it through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, because the word lets us know that before time ever began, before we ever were ever even born, in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified. So he already had a purpose that lets us know that the enemy knew that the intent of God was to bring this, and he was going through time trying to stop the purpose, trying to kill the purpose, trying to annihilate the purpose. And if he couldn't do it through Jesus, he was going to do it through us. He was going to try to mess us up, try to mess our lives up, try to make things in our life be so difficult that we would not be able to receive the love of God, the purity of God, the salvation of God. But we know that God didn't allow that to happen, because even in our mess and the things that have happened and our mistakes, his saving grace, his purifying power has been there to change and to turn things around for us for the good. And what I love about this is God's saving and his calling for the believer. It has nothing to do with our works. We show up and receive a finished product. We show up and receive something that's already done. And when we do, we understand that we can never earn our way to heaven, that we have to receive this by grace, because it was a gift. And when we understand that Jesus had a purpose, that we have a purpose, and God had a purpose, and everything that we do, it all works together. When we submit and obey the will of God, it all works together. It is all connected, and it's for glory, for God's glory. Salvation is given to us according to God's sovereign purpose. It is given to us according to God's sovereign purpose, his sovereign purpose, and his sovereign plan. God's grace is not earned. It's not earned. God's grace is his unearned favor to us, what we receive. The Lord God has called us and saved us in Christ Jesus before time began. And if he saved us and had a purpose for us before time began, then guess what? He already made a way for our escape. He already made a way for us to win. He already made us victorious and called us victorious. He already crowned us with his loving kindness and gave us everything that we needed. All we have to do is walk this out by faith and see the demonstration of God's power in our life, his authority in our life. And as we do, we release that same authority and that same power for someone else to know Jesus, to be encouraged. Romans 8 and 28 says this, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Come on now, his purpose. We have been called according to his purpose. God has called us, and it's going to work for our good. He has called that salvation. He's called that purity. He's called it all, and it's going to work for our good. And we cannot allow the enemy, the circumstance, the situations to make us think that because we might face trials, because we might face tribulations, because we might face hard things, and it doesn't look like it's working, we cannot allow those things to talk to us louder than the purpose of God. Because the purpose of God for our life came before time ever began. His intent was and is going to be done. So because he had us on his mind, because he already made a way for our escape through Jesus Christ before time began, and he already made sure that we were going to be everything that he says, all we're doing is showing up in the grace of God and the authority and the power of God, walking through this process and allowing God's will to be done. We will not fail. We will not go under. The victory has already been won. It has already been given to us. We are doing this by faith, knowing that he who promised is faithful to do everything that he said. So when we show up, when we go in to a situation, we're going in knowing that even though we might not like it in our flesh realm, in the spirit realm, we are getting authority, gaining power, and a reward that says we will win victoriously in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. I hope you've been encouraged in your faith and in the purpose of your faith through Jesus Christ, through the believer, and through God, and that you see yourself and see what you're going through in another realm and know that you have been purposed to win, you've been purposed to conquer, you've been purposed to go through it and come out triumphantly through the blood of Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful worship experience this weekend. Lift the Savior up. Give him glory. Watch his name be exalted in your life. And we'll be back next week for another empowerment, 15-minute of empowerment, in the process of their favorite life. God bless you. In Jesus' name, and be encouraged.